What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Gumbo Mix. My name is D. Dwayne, and I'm about to make you some of my best gumbo filled with the greatest music from back in the day. There's no telling what you might hear in this gumbo, but every ingredient is important to the overall mix and is sure to please your musical palate. Let me turn the stove on and bring the heat up as you enjoy this batch of D. Dwayne's Gumbo Mix. Starting off the stew, the dramatics, and what you see is what you get. Dramatics and what you see is what you get. They're coming out of Detroit. Moving on over to Portland, Oregon. Here comes some more funk for you. Pleasure and Glide. We'll be right back. Yes, the Gumbo Mix is simmering on the stove, baby. Yes, it is. There's Pleasure, a top 10 hit for them in 1982, and Glide. And you're listening to D. Dwayne and the Gumbo Mix. Written and produced by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, released in June of 1978, here's Teddy Pendergrass, When Somebody Loves You Back.
It's so good loving somebody that somebody loves you back. To be loved and be loved in return, it's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good, good loving somebody that somebody loves you back. It's so good needing somebody that somebody needs you back. We can build a world of love, a life of joy. Each other's happiness. I will do for you anything that I can. Oh, every day I wanna do a little more, do a little more, just a little bit more. It's so good loving somebody that somebody loves you back, and that's a fact. It's so good wanting somebody that somebody wants you back. Said it's so good. Oh, to be loved and be loved in return, it's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good loving somebody that somebody loves you back, and that's a fact. It's so good needing somebody. Somebody needs you back. Say my 70-30, now 60-40, talking about a 50-50 love. Said it's so good loving somebody, and somebody loves you back. Yeah. Now 70-30, now 60-40, talking about a 50-50 love, yeah. It's so good, good loving somebody that somebody loves you back. It's so good, good. There's you. I've experienced over and over again where I've given 80% and she's given 20%. Or she's given 70% and I've given 30%. But you just don't know how it feels to have somebody that you can share your whole life with. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road with. I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. I don't know when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have.
a teaspoon of Teddy Pendergrass in the gumbo mix, When Somebody Loves You Back. Aw, yeah. Starting to smell pretty good up in here. Here comes Evan Champagne King, and I'm in love. Oh, a little baby, her mom nicknamed her Bubbles because she used to spit bubbles all the time. She changed it to Champagne. There's Evelyn Champagne King, and I'm in love, and you're listening to D. Dwayne and the Gumbo Mix. From his second solo album, here's jazz trumpeter Tom Brown with a little Jamaica funk.
What's up, man? Man, I was having this place. Man, what was you doing, man? What's up with that, man? I was doing the ooh.
People, including me, thought that was Chaka Khan singing on that song, when actually it was Tony Smith who also co-wrote the song. Jamaica Funk was the number one hit in 1980 and a big hit for Tom Brown. The Gumbo's looking pretty good right now, and it's time to add our old school spotlight to the mix. It's time to crank up the Wayback Machine. Isley Brothers, originated from Cincinnati, Ohio, consisting of brothers O'Kelly Isley Jr., Rudolph Isley, and Ronald Isley. The group has been cited as having enjoyed one of the longest, most influential, and most diverse careers in popular music. Upon moving to New York in the late 1950s, the group had their first hit in 1959 with their fourth single, Shout. Throughout their career, the Isley Brothers have had four top 10 singles. 16 of their albums have hit the top 40. 13 of those albums were either certified gold, platinum, or multi-platinum. Whew! In 1975, the Isley Brothers released one of their most successful albums entitled The Heat Is On, which became their first album to reach number one on the Pop LPs chart. Selling over 2 million copies and going double platinum, here's one of the featured songs from that album, Our Old School Spotlight, The Isley Brothers, and For the Love of You. My name is D. Dwayne, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix.
Alone with a lover unlike no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Oh yes, I am. All that I'm touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me. Yeah, my love and me. Well, smoother than a gentle breeze, flowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me. Riding the waves of your love, enchanted with your touch, and it seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm I'm mighty. sign my name on a card which could say it better. Time will tell, 'cause it seems that I've done just about all that I can do. I know that I'm living for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am. I know that I'm living for the love of you. Every day I'm living for love of you. I'm living. Said I'm living for the love each and every day. I know, Lord knows I have. Write that down. Said that I'm
written by guitarist Ernie Isley and keyboardist Marvin Jasper, For the Love of You reached the number 10 spot on the Billboard R&B chart. Now let me see. This gumbo needs something. Oh yeah, a half a cup of this.
I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Open up the door, I'll tell him myself. Do you hear me? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll tell him myself. I don't give me integration, give me true communication. I don't give me sorrow, I want equal opportunity to live tomorrow. Give me schools and give me better books, so I can read about myself and gain my truer looks. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll tell them myself. Do you hear me now? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll tell them myself. Some of us try as hard as we can. We don't want no sympathy. To give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Do you hear me? I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. We got talents we can use on our side of town. Let's get our head together and build it up from the ground. When some of us make money, we forget about our people. Everybody, everybody. taking care of us. I don't want nobody giving me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Do you hear me? I don't want nobody giving me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Kids, get that education, and don't you take no more.
I just had to put some James Brown in the Gumbo Mix, you know that. And hey, from the king to the queen, here's a song that has truly stood the test of time and another hit in 1973 for Aretha Franklin. Until You Come Back to Me, my name is Dee Dwayne, and you're listening to the Gumbo Mix. Charted singles and has had 20 number one R&B hits, becoming the most charted female artist in history. And that's why she's the queen. Confunction got their start as the backup group for the Soul Children. Here they are with Happy Face.
I'm burning.
My name is D. Dwayne, and you're listening to The Gumbo Mix. Well, here comes some stuff you probably didn't need to know, and you probably don't think it's true. Let me kick That's a Fact Jack.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's a fact, Jack!
Okay, here we go. Five facts which are true. Believe it or not, they are. They're true. Number one. Now, do you like catfish? Well, I sure do, but did you know that catfish have more taste buds than any other animal on Earth? Yeah, it's true. Their taste buds cover their entire outside of their body. Ugh, I guess that's why we skin them. Number two, speaking of fish, ladies, did you know that most lipsticks are made from fish scales? Mm-hmm. Number three, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache in a standard deck of playing cards. Did you know that? Check it out. Number four, in the United States, every day, at least 20 banks are robbed. That's true. The average take is only $2,500. Number five, the average American eats about 12 pounds of cereal per year. Now that's a whole lot of Cheerios. But let's get back to the gumbo, shall we? Finishing off our mix today, we've got a little bit of Sweet Love. Anita Baker, my name is Dee Wayne, and you're listening to the Gumbo Mix.
Sweet love.
Well, I'm telling you, this gumbo is serious today. Yes, it is. But I gotta add just one more last ingredient, just a pinch, just a small pinch of Marvin Gaye.
Girl, you've been gone away a real long time. Oh, I nearly went out of my mind. Wait, no, oh, I miss your love. When you left me, baby, you did.
Mr. Marvin Gaye. My name is D. Dwayne, and I want to thank you for joining me for some gumbo. It's always chunky and most definitely funky. The Gumbo Mix is produced by Melody Productions, as we encourage you to join us again. Bring all your folks and friends in for some too. We'd love to hear from you, so hit me up at D-Man. That's the D as in Dwayne, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, and N as in Nancy. The D-Man 524 at hotmail.com, and I will hit you right back. Thanks again for listening to The Gumbo Mix.